We are privileged this morning to have Carlos and Robin Roddy with us, who are global missionaries for the Church of the Nazarene. They currently live in Argentina. They've been missionaries since 1999. Carlos grew up in a Nazarene parsonage in Argentina. In fact, many of you probably remember the name of his father, Bruno Rodi. Went on to be a director in that part of the world. He has a call to preach and minister and to raise up leaders. Robin is the daughter of missionaries. Her mom and dad served in Peru and Costa Rica and Lebanon. They have worked as missionaries in Guatemala, and they have been for the last several years assigned in Argentina. They are multi-ministry coordinators, work and witness coordinators, and in his spare time, he pastors a church and is a district superintendent. You're a great juggler. And they work in the northern province of Argentina, Formosa, and in Uruguay. They have three beautiful daughters, Nicole, Natalie, and Natasha. And they come this morning sharing what God's laid upon their heart. They've been traveling throughout the South Carolina district this week, and tomorrow they get on a plane and fly to Oregon. So we are privileged to have them here. Friday night they were in Walterboro. Last night they were in Sea Island International. This morning they are here in Somerville. Would you welcome them again as Carlos and Robin come to minister in God's name?
The Bible tells us, beautiful are the feet that spread the good news.
We are the Roddy family, and I don't know if all of our feet are beautiful, but they sure are joyful because we get to serve the Lord through the Church of the Nazarene.
So come and walk with us and see what God has been doing.
Our first stop is the Dominican Republic, where work and witness teams helped rebuild churches after Hurricane George in 1998.
My sisters and I weren't around yet, but Mom and Dad had some great stories.
After that, when we were in Guatemala, young people practiced community outreach, service, and missions through Maxima Mission.
That means Maxima Mission in Spanish.
Now we serve the Lord in Argentina.
Mom and Dad get to work with National Ministry Development on the districts,
like Sunday school and discipleship ministries. Did you know that most churches in Argentina were started using Sunday school?
And they stay open through transformational discipleship.
In evangelism ministries, we work with tools like the Jesus Film and the Evangicube to reach the lost.
Compassionate Ministries mobilizes resources towards child development centers and rehabilitation programs.
Nazarene Youth International channels young people towards service, even guiding them to theological education.
Missions International helps churches get excited about the Great Commission.
Also, Mom and Dad coordinate work and witness projects, where awesome folks like you partner with beautiful people in Argentina.
When all these ministries work together, churches grow.
So it is exciting to walk with God
and to serve Him.
Thank you for your love for missions, and especially for your prayers.
Que el Señor los bendiga.
May the Lord bless you.
¿Cómo están?
How are you?
Bien.
You doing okay?
¿Se animan con el español?
How's your Spanish? You want me to sit down?
Yo hablo muy bien español.
I speak very good Spanish.
Y muy bien inglés.
And very good English.
Mi problema del inglés mío es que no me entiende nadie.
My problem in English is that nobody understands me.
Gracias a Dios tengo una esposa que quiere hablar por mí, así que la voy a dejar.
Thanks to God, I have a wife who wants to talk for me anyway, so.
¿Hay algún hombre casado?
Are there any married men here?
Sí. You know the truth. Bueno, para nosotros es un gusto estar acá.
For us, it's a joy to be here.
Y una bendición.
It's a blessing.
tienen un muy bonito estado.
You have a beautiful state.
Estamos muy muy emocionados y contentos por haber estado aquí en South Carolina.
We are so excited and happy for this opportunity to be in South Carolina.
Y no sé por qué hoy nadie quiere tener un culto a la noche.
And I don't know why no one wants to have service tonight.
Pero lo cierto es que vamos a estar con ustedes alentando a.
But we are going to be on your team cheering for the Panthers. Yeah, the Panthers. Shows how much we know.
Mi abuelo,
my grandfather,
era un soldado en la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
Was a soldier in World War II.
Y cuando él terminó la guerra, él pertenecía al ejército polaco.
And when the war ended, he was part of the Polish army.
Europa estaba destruida.
Europe was completely destroyed.
Él estaba buscando libertad.
And he was seeking that freedom.
Y Polonia no terminó bien después de la guerra.
And after the war, Poland wasn't really free.
Entonces, él pasó por Italia.
So as he was going through Italy,
y vio a una panadera.
He saw a baker's daughter.
Entonces se entusiasmó.
And he got excited.
Le brillaron los ojitos.
His eyes glittered a little.
Él hablaba polaco.
He spoke Polish.
Ella italiano.
She spoke Italian.
Pero se pudieron entender.
But somehow they were able to understand each other.
Y cuando terminó la guerra se casaron.
And when the war ended, they got married.
Y fueron en busca de paz, amor y libertad a Argentina.
And seeking peace, love and freedom, they moved to Argentina.
Un país que habla español.
A country that speaks Spanish.
Él hablaba polaco.
He spoke Polish.
Ella italiana.
She spoke Italian.
Una linda ensalada.
It was a nice mixed salad there.
Y empezaron desde abajo como todo inmigrante.
But they started from scratch like all immigrants.
Y un día él venía de la fábrica.
And one day he was coming home from the factory.
En el bus.
On the public bus.
Y vio una carpa.
And he saw a tent.
Y dijo, es un circo.
And he said, oh, it's a circus.
Entonces empezó a buscar las palabras, a ver qué decían los carteles.
He started to try to read what the sign said.
Y encontró una palabra que decía gratis.
And he found one word that he understood, the word free.
Un circo y gratis.
So he said, it's a circus and it's free.
Llegó a la casa.
He went home.
Le dijo a los chicos, vístanse.
He said to his kids, get dressed.
Y fueron al circo.
And they went to the circus.
Y cuando llegaron al circo,
and when they got to the circus,
mi papá ya sabía leer.
My dad knew how to read.
Y leyó Iglesia del Nazareno.
And he read Church of the Nazarene.
Mi papá, esto no es un circo.
He said, Dad, this is not a circus.
Y dijeron, bueno, vamos a aprovechar la noche.
But they said, well, let's just make good use of the night anyway.
Y se sentaron atrás de todo.
And they sat down in back.
En una noche fría de Buenos Aires.
On a cold night in Buenos Aires.
Y no sé bien qué pudieron entender.
And I really don't know what they understood.
Pero al final del culto.
But at the end of the sermon.
Pudieron venir al altar.
They were able to come to the altar.
Y saber.
And know.
Que Jesús.
That Jesus.
Le daba paz.
Gave them peace.
Amor.
Love.
Y libertad.
And freedom.
Y esa decisión.
Now that decision.
De mis abuelos.
Of my grandparents.
Pudo cambiar mi vida.
Changed my life.
Gracias a eso que ellos decidieron aceptar por Cristo.
Thanks to the fact that they decided for Christ.
Hoy yo estoy parado acá.
I am standing here today.
Y soy deudor.
And I am indebted.
De la decisión de ellos.
To their decision.
Usted es deudor.
You are a debtor.
Alguien lo buscó.
Someone sought you out.
Alguien le presentó a Jesús.
Someone presented Christ to you.
Y usted tiene la libertad de decir.
And you have the freedom of saying.
Cristo es mi salvador.
Christ is my savior.
Porque alguien tomó una decisión.
Because someone made a decision.
Así que soy deudor de la decisión de mi abuelo.
So I am indebted to the decision that my grandparents made.
Un día estaba hablando con mi papá.
But one day my father and I were talking.
Y estábamos hablando de quién plantó la carpa y quién contó la historia desde el púlpito, quién predicó.
And so we were kind of talking about who set that tent up and who preached.
Y la respuesta es muy sencilla.
And the answer is real simple.
Alguien de este país.
Someone from this country.
Recibió un llamado de Dios.
Received a call from God.
Buscó una carpa.
They found a tent.
La subieron a un barco.
They put it on a boat.
Se fueron hasta Argentina.
They traveled all the way to Argentina.
Plantaron la carpa.
They set up the tent.
Predicaron.
They preached.
En muy mal español posiblemente.
In very bad Spanish.
Pero.
But
suficiente
it was good enough
para este polaco y esta italiana.
So that this Polak and this Italian
así que yo también soy deudor
could understand. So
de esos
I am also
misioneros.
A debtor of those missionaries.
Y de la iglesia que los mandó.
And I'm indebted to the church that sent those missionaries.
Sí, acá está el resultado.
Here's the result.
No sé si les gusta.
I don't know if you like the result.
Pero yo soy resultado de las misiones.
But I am a result of missions.
Y quiero decirles gracias.
So I want to say thank you.
A sus padres.
To your parents.
Porque gracias al esfuerzo de ellos.
Because thanks to their effort.
A la decisión de ellos.
Thanks to their decisions.
Hoy yo estoy.
I am here.
Con la posibilidad
with the possibility
de decir Cristo es mi Salvador.
To say that Christ is my Savior.
Amén.
Amen.
Ahora esta no, historia no termina aquí.
Now this story doesn't end here, does it?
Empieza aquí.
It starts here.
Hoy con nosotros.
Here with us.
Esta es nuestra generación.
This is our generation.
Este es nuestro tiempo.
This is our time.
Todavía hay tiempo.
There are still time.
Para que usted
for you
comparta
to share
el mensaje
the message
de Jesucristo.
Of Jesus Christ.
Ya va a haber tiempo para descansar.
We can rest later.
Ya vamos a poder disfrutar con nuestro Señor.
Someday we'll be enjoying time with our Lord.
Pero mientras que tengamos sangre en nuestras venas.
But as long as we have blood running in our veins.
Es nuestra oportunidad.
It's our opportunity.
No la perdamos.
Let's not lose it.
Dios no me va a pedir cuenta de lo que pasó hace 500 años.
God is not going to call you to account for things that happened 500 years ago.
Ni lo que va a pasar dentro de 500 años para adelante.
He's not going to call you to account for what's going to happen in 500 years from now.
Pero 2016.
But 2016.
Alrededor de su casa.
Around your house.
Aquí en Charleston.
Here in Charleston.
Es su cuenta.
It's your account.
Esta es su generación.
This is your generation.
Esta es su ciudad.
This is your city.
Este es su país.
This is your country.
Báñelo con la sangre de Cristo.
Clean it with the blood of Christ.
Amén.
Wash it.
Amén.
Amen.
Así que yo me voy a ir a mi parte del mundo.
So I'm going to go back to my part of the world.
Quiero hacer un buen trabajo porque va a venir la contaduría, ¿no?
I want to do a good job because accountability's coming.
Y usted haga su parte aquí.
And you do your part.
Que el Señor los bendiga.
May the Lord bless you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Vamos a leer la palabra de Dios.
We're going to read the word of God this morning.
Corintios.
We're going to be reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read from verses 13 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Go ahead and look that up for me. And when you have found that passage, we're going to stand in reverence for the reading of God's word this morning. This is what the word of the Lord says to us. Through the words of Paul to the Corinth church. And they are words for us in Somerville today. Do you believe that? All right. This is what the word says. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. Well, we also believe, therefore we also speak. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this church. Thank you for the awesome privilege that you've given us to share what we've seen you do in this place this morning. And I just pray that as we speak, and as the pastor prayed, that they be your words, not ours, that cut through the need in each heart, that cut through and minister and convict of sin if that is needed, or comfort if that is needed, or motivate if that is needed. Lord, whatever you need to do in our hearts, we all, even Carlos and I, we open up our hearts to your words this morning, and we say, Holy Spirit of God, be the center of our service, be the center of our worship, be the center of the testimony, be the center of all glory and praise and honor, because you deserve praise, and we are just your servants. We are just wanting to share what we've seen you do, because we know that you want to continue to work in the way you've worked for years and years in history of humanity. You want to work through each one of us in the same way. In Jesus' name, we glorify you. Amen. You may be seated.
Hoy vamos a compartir la historia de una mujer.
Today we're going to share a testimony of a woman.
María Cristina.
Her name is María Cristina.
Ella vive en Buenos Aires, una ciudad de 15 millones de habitantes.
She lives in Buenos Aires, a city of 15 million inhabitants.
Casada con dos niños.
She's married with two children.
Chiquitos.
Small children.
Y tratando de hacer lo mejor que podía con su vida.
And she was trying to do the best she could with her life.
Un día con los problemas financieros que tenemos en Sudamérica.
One day with the financial problems that we have in the countries in South America.
Él perdió el trabajo.
He lost his job.
Y también rápidamente ella perdió su trabajo.
And soon after that, she lost her job.
También ella sintió que estaba por perder la vista.
Also, she started to notice that she was seeing less than she used to.
Entonces fue al doctor.
So she went to the doctor.
Y efectivamente iba a perder la vista.
And he diagnosed that she would soon lose her eyesight completely.
En una forma breve.
Very quickly.
El esposo, al saber esto,
when her husband found out about this,
agarró y se fue.
He left.
Dijo, yo me voy a buscar un mejor futuro a España.
He said, I'm going to go find a better future for myself in Spain.
Y la abandonó.
And he abandoned her.
Y ella casi ya estaba completamente ciega.
And she was almost completely blind by the time this
con
happened.
Dos niños pequeños.
With two small children.
Entonces buscó de Dios.
So she sought after God.
Y fue a la iglesia tradicional de Latinoamérica.
And she went to the traditional church in Latin America.
Y le dieron una seguidilla de ritos.
And they gave her a series of rituals.
Que supuestamente le iban a ayudar.
That supposedly were going to help her.
Y ella los hacía.
So she did those.
Pero nada cambió.
But nothing changed in her life.
Entonces se fue a una iglesia un poquito más activa.
So she went to a little bit more exciting of a church.
Con más luces.
With more lights.
Donde el predicador es muy activo y muy movido.
Where the preacher is really exciting and emotional.
Las alabanzas son muy fuertes.
And the worship is really beautiful.
Y las emociones están bien altas.
And the emotional level is real high.
Pero la teología de esta congregación.
But the theology of this congregation.
Era que dependía de cuánta ofrenda uno ponía la bendición que iba a llegar de Dios.
Was that the blessing that you would receive from God dependent on the offering that you put in the offering plate.
Y la prosperidad dependía de eso.
And your prosperity depended on your giving.
Ella agarró y vendió todo lo que tenía.
So she went and sold everything she had.
Y lo puso en el altar.
And she put it in the offering plate.
Pero su vida no cambió.
But her life didn't get better.
Entonces lo confrontó al pastor.
So finally she confronted the pastor.
Y el pastor básicamente le dijo, mire, usted no pone suficiente, así que por favor váyase de esta iglesia, no la queremos aquí.
So the pastor basically told her, you are holding back from the Lord. So that's what's happening in your life. And we don't want someone who's holding back from the Lord here in this place, so you can leave.
Ella salió de la iglesia pensando de que Dios no la amaba.
So she left the church thinking that God really didn't love her.
Y estaba ya guiada por sus hijos por no ver.
She was now by this time guided everywhere by her children.
Y llegó a su casa y había unas cintitas en una ocasión.
One day she arrived in her home and there were some ribbons on her door.
Le dice, usted tiene que salir por no pagar la renta.
Telling her that she had been evicted because she was late on her rent. Payments.
Con lo que tenía puesto empezó a caminar por una ciudad de 15 millones de habitantes.
With what she and her kids were wearing, she started wandering the streets of Buenos Aires with 15 million inhabitants.
¿Nadie la vio?
She was invisible.
Y empezó a caminar y encontró un lugar para vivir debajo de un puente.
As she was wandering the streets, she finally found a place to live under a bridge.
Encontró, tenía cartón.
She found some cardboard.
Y ella caminaba con los niños todo el tiempo.
And she wandered the streets all the time with her two children.
Buscaba comida en los lugares donde había ropa, comida para comer en los restaurantes como McDonald's.
She started to find food in places that would throw away their food at a certain time, like McDonald's.
Dice que lo más feo en esa situación,
but in that situation, she told us that the worst part of her life
era la contractura que tenía en su cuerpo por estar agarrada siempre de sus niños.
Was the constant pain and tension that she felt in her arms and her shoulders because she would hold on to her kids' hands all day long.
De día y de noche.
During the day and at night.
Porque sabía que si los soltaba no podía encontrarlos porque no veía y eran chiquitos.
She knew that if she let her kids' hands go, she wouldn't be able to find them because she was blind. And they were little.
Y si los perdía.
And if she lost them.
No sabía lo que podía pasar con ellos porque en Latinoamérica pasan cosas muy feas con los niños de la calle.
She knew that terrible things happened to little kids on the street in Buenos Aires, and so she was afraid.
Así que vivía 24 horas con sus manos tensas.
So 24 hours a day she was tense with her arms. Walking this way all day long.
Un día en esos recorridos que tenía para conseguir comida,
one day in those little routes that she had made for herself to find food,
encontró un banquito.
She sat down on a bench.
En la Plaza Irlanda, en el centro de la ciudad de Buenos Aires.
In the Ireland Plaza, in the center of Buenos Aires.
Y escuchó una musiquita.
And she heard some music.
El amor de Dios es maravilloso.
Isn't God's love oh so wonderful?
Y la última vez que había escuchado de Dios la habían echado de una iglesia.
But the last time she had heard about God, they had kicked her out of a church.
Pero ella necesitaba el amor de Dios.
But she needed God's love.
Entonces se quedó a escuchar.
So she sat there and listened.
Estaba descansando de su caminar.
She was resting from her walking.
Pero también estaba descansando su espíritu.
But her spirit was also starting to rest.
Rápidamente sus niños empezaron a reír.
Pretty soon her kids started to laugh.
Algo interesante estaba pasando que ella no lo podía ver.
Something interesting was happening that she couldn't see.
Y lo que realmente estaba pasando,
what was happening,
es que a dos cuadras de ahí había una iglesia del Nazareno.
Is that two blocks from that plaza was a church of the Nazarene.
Que tenía una escuela bíblica vacacional en esa plaza.
That was holding a vacation Bible school in the plaza.
Ustedes saben cómo son las escuelas vacacionales, ¿no?
You guys know what a VBS is like, a vacation Bible school,
¿sí?
Right?
Payasos,
clowns,
títeres,
puppets,
globos,
balloons,
algo rico para comer,
something yummy to eat,
un tiempo de la palabra,
a time in the word.
Es hermoso.
It's beautiful.
Es una fiesta.
It's a party.
Es una fiesta cuando los niños vienen.
It's a party when the kids come.
Y es una fiesta cuando los niños se van.
And it's a party when the kids leave.
Amén.
Right?
Es lindo también cuando
it's
los niños se van.
It's wonderful when they leave.
Y eso es lo que estaba pasando.
And that's what was happening.
Y ella no sabía.
And she didn't know.
Pero le gustó la musiquita.
But she liked the music.
Y le gustó lo que escuchó.
And she liked what she heard.
Al terminar la escuelita,
when the VBS was over,
escuchó.
She heard.
El próximo sábado a las 3 de la tarde aquí en la Plaza Irlanda, la Iglesia del Nazareno los invita a la escuela bíblica vacacional.
Next Saturday at 3:00 in the afternoon in the Ireland Plaza, the Church of the Nazarene invites you to another VBS.
Ella siguió con su vida.
So she continued on with her life.
Comiendo basura de McDonald's.
Eating trash out of McDonald's.
Con el puente viviendo ahí.
Living under the bridge.
Tensa.
Tense.
Toda la semana.
All week long.
Pero el sábado.
But Saturday.
A las 3 de la tarde.
At 3:00 in the afternoon.
En el banquito.
In the little bench.
Esperando.
She was waiting.
La musiquita del amor de Dios.
For the music about God's love.
Bueno, ya pasó a ser su momento más lindo de la semana.
That started to become her highlight in her week.
Me contó.
She told me
que ese momento
that moment
era como la cereza.
Was like the cherry on top of the dessert.
Con el tiempo podía empezar a relajarse.
Because over time she started to really be able to relax.
A soltar los niños.
She could let her kids go.
Y tener la confianza de que se los iban a devolver bien.
And she knew that they would give her kids back to her at the end of the event.
Una hora.
One hour.
Por semana.
A week.
De tener un tiempo de paz.
To have a peaceful time.
Un sábado a las 3 de la tarde.
One Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Estaba en el banquito.
She was in the bench.
Esperando la escuela bíblica.
For the VBS.
Y una gota le cayó en la cabeza.
And a drop fell on her head.
Y otra gota.
And another drop.
Y otra gota.
And another drop.
Y se largó a llover.
And it started to rain.
Y en Buenos Aires llueve como aquí en South Carolina.
And in Buenos Aires it rains like here in South Carolina.
En una hora y media caen 8 pulgadas.
In an hour and a half we can have 8 inches.
Y se inunda todo.
And everything gets flooded.
En un ratito usted se empapa.
And you get soaked in a second.
Y sale uno corriendo.
So everyone runs.
¿Por qué? No quiere mojarse.
Because nobody wants to get drenched.
Pero María Cristina no tenía lugar donde ir.
But Maria Cristina had nowhere to go.
Se quedó en su banquito.
So she stayed there in the bench.
Y empezó a llorar.
And she started to cry.
Y a llorar fuerte.
She started to cry out loud.
Y dice, Dios, ¿por qué me odias tanto?
And she said, God, why do you hate me so much?
Que la única hora que tengo en la semana.
My only hour in all my week.
Tú me la sacas.
You take it away from me.
Podrías haber hecho llover más tarde.
You could have sent the rain a little later.
Y estaba llorando y gritando ahí
and
en medio de la lluvia, peleando con Dios.
She was crying out loud. With the rain falling down and everyone running.
Y estaba peleando con Dios.
She was fighting with God.
Y pasó una chica.
And a girl ran by her.
Con un paraguas.
With an umbrella.
De 15 años.
A 15-year-old girl.
Y dice, señora, ¿por qué llora? ¿Por qué grita?
She said, ma'am, why are you crying? Why are you screaming?
Dice, porque Dios no me quiere.
Because God does not love me.
No quiere que yo esté en su casa.
He doesn't want me to enjoy his presence.
Y no quiere que yo esté aquí con él.
He doesn't want me to be here with him.
¿Sabe quién era la chica de 15 años?
You know who that 15-year-old girl was?
La presidenta de MED.
The Sunday school president.
Que organizaba la escuela bíblica.
That organized the VBS.
Que había ido a buscar.
She had gone to see.
A la gente que se había quedado atrás.
If there were any people that had been left behind in the rain.
Y lo fue a buscar.
And she went and she picked her up.
Y la agarró.
She grabbed her.
Y llevó a esta cieguita y a estos dos niños olorientos.
And she led her and her two stinky kids.
Y los puso delante de la iglesia.
And she sat them down in the first bench of the church.
Y le preguntó al pastor.
And she asked the pastor.
¿Qué hacemos?
Pastor, what do we do?
¿Qué haríamos acá, pastor?
What would we do here, pastor?
¿Qué dijo?
Dejarlos quedar.
Bueno.
Let him stay.
No, el pastor le dijo, no, sáquenlo.
No, the pastor said, no, get her out of here.
Tiene feo olor.
She smells bad.
Es ciega.
She's blind.
No.
No.
No es lo que un pastor debe hacer, ¿no es cierto?
That's not what a pastor should do, right?
No, dijo,
no.
Se fue al fondo.
No, instead, he went to the back.
Y el pastor Alberto Ainsco le dijo, chicos, prepárense.
And Pastor Alberto Ainscoff said, teenagers, get ready.
Dejen de jugar al ping pong.
Stop playing ping pong.
Vístanse toda la ropa de los payasos.
Put all your clown suits on.
Armen el teatrito aquí en el templo.
Set up the puppet stage right here on the platform.
Ellos pensaron que tenían el día libre porque estaba lloviendo.
They thought that they had a free day because it was raining.
El pastor dijo, vamos a hacer toda la presentación.
The pastor said, nope, we're going to do the whole VBS presentation.
Si la señora lo que necesita es la musiquita, vamos a hacer la musiquita.
If this lady needs the music, we're going to give her the music.
Hicieron toda la presentación.
They did the whole VBS.
Se maquillaron.
They got their makeup on.
Inflaron los globos.
They blew up the balloons.
Hicieron las coreografías.
They did the choreographies.
Todo para una ciega.
Everything for a blind lady.
Y dos niños.
And two kids.
Chiquitos.
Little kids.
Con feo olor.
That smelled bad.
¿De qué piensa que hizo esta señora?
What do you think this woman did with that?
Se enamoró de la iglesia.
She fell in love with that church.
Domingo a la mañana.
Sunday morning.
Estaba el pastor abriendo la puerta para entrar al templo.
The pastor was unlocking the door to go in the church.
Ya estaba María Cristina.
And there was Maria Cristina.
No sé si había Super Bowl el domingo a la noche.
I don't know if there was Super Bowl that night.
Pero ella estaba en la iglesia.
But she was in church.
Lista.
Ready.
Para asistir a la iglesia.
To feel that church.
El lunes.
On Monday.
Se juntaban las mujeres a tejer.
The women got together to knit.
Y ella estaba tratando de aprender.
And she was trying to learn how to knit again.
El martes se juntaban los hombres, ya no tenía que venir.
On Tuesday, the men got together and she wasn't supposed to come.
Pero vino a limpiar las mesas y ayudarlos a servir.
She came to clean the tables and to help serve.
Miércoles culto de oración.
On Wednesday, the prayer service. Every day she could.
Se sintió amada.
She felt loved.
Entonces amó mucho.
So she loved. back.
Las mujeres de la iglesia la empezaron a vestir.
The women in the church started to give her clothes.
Y dice, Pastor, qué linda idea.
She said, Pastor, what great ideas.
¿De dónde la saca?
Where do you get these ideas from?
Pastor dijo, del librito.
From the book?
Wow. Otro hermano tenía, era abogado.
Another person in the church was a lawyer.
Y aplicó para ella para recibir un cheque del gobierno.
And he applied for her to receive disability checks from the government.
Conocía el sistema.
Because he knew the system.
Ella no.
She didn't.
Pero él le mostró cómo avanzar.
But he told her how to get on better in life.
Y empezó a tener un cheque.
And she started to receive a small check.
¿De dónde sacan esa idea tan buena de ayudar a la gente?
Where do you get these ideas about helping people?
¿Del librito?
From the little book.
Wow. Un matrimonio tenía un problema.
A couple had a little discussion.
Había un galponcito en el fondo y él no lo quería limpiar y era una discusión entre el matrimonio.
Because he had this garage in the back of his house and he didn't want to clean it. And they always fought about that dirty garage.
Unos hombres se pusieron de acuerdo.
So some of the men in the church got an agreement.
Y con el hermano fueron y arreglaron el garage.
And all together they went and they cleaned out that garage.
Para que esta mujer tenga un lugar para vivir por un tiempo.
Would have a place to live for a time.
Dice, wow.
She said, wow.
Ahora los chicos podían ir a la escuela, tenían un lugar físico.
Now her kids could go back to school because they had a physical address.
¿De dónde sacan esas ideas?
Where do you get these ideas from?
Del librito.
From the little book.
Yo necesito leer ese libro.
She said, I need to read that book.
Antes sabía leer.
She used to know how to read.
Pero ahora no.
But now she didn't.
Así que tuvo que aprender de vuelta con los deditos.
So she had to learn all over again with her fingers.
Su librería es muy grande.
Today, her Bible is a big bookshelf.
Usted lo tiene todo junto acá
you
o en
have
su
it
celular.
All together. In this or in your cell phone.
Pero en ese momento ella tenía que tener todo con los puntitos.
But she had everything in Braille in these big volumes.
Y empezó con Mateo.
So she started with Matthew.
Y aprendió a leer con Lucas.
She learned how to read with Mark and
Marcos,
Luke,
Lucas, Juan,
and John.
Y llegó a Hechos.
And she got to Acts.
Y en Hechos 28.
And in Acts 28.
Vio que Pablo estaba ciego.
She saw that they thought Paul was probably going blind.
Estaba preso.
He was imprisoned.
Tuvo en Roma 2 años.
He was imprisoned for 2 years in Rome.
En su casa.
In his own home.
Y plantó la iglesia.
And he planted the church there.
Entonces fue a hablar con el pastor.
So she went to talk to the pastor.
Dice, pastor.
She said, pastor.
Dios en 2 años me va a dar mi casa.
God in 2 years is going to give me my own home.
Y ahí vamos a plantar la iglesia.
Because we're going to plant the church there.
Y el pastor la mira y le dice, ¿de dónde sacó la idea?
And the pastor looked at her and he said, where'd you get that idea from?
Del librito.
From the little book.
Bueno, si el librito lo dice.
Well, if the little book says it.
Créalo o no, el gobierno argentino a los 2 años.
Believe it or not, the Argentine government in 2 years.
Hizo unas torres.
Built some towers.
Y el abogado aplicó para ella.
And the lawyer applied for her.
Y ella recibió su llave.
And she received her own key.
Ahora era propietaria de su casa.
Now she was an owner of her own apartment.
Porque la palabra de Dios se movía.
Because the word of God is active.
Bueno, iba a su casa.
Well, she was going to her new home.
Con sus niños, guiado.
Guided by her children.
Y cuando llegó a un lugar, había un chico tirado ahí en el piso.
And when she got close to the neighborhood, there was a teenager laying on the street.
Ella no podía ver.
She couldn't see him.
Posiblemente estaba borracho o drogado.
He was possibly drunk or he was stoned.
Y le dijo, joven.
But she said, young man.
Este jueves.
This Thursday.
A las 3 de la tarde.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
El pastor va a venir a mi casa.
The pastor's coming to my house.
Y vamos a empezar una iglesia.
We're starting a church.
Y tú estás invitado.
And you are invited.
Siguió caminando guiada por sus niños.
She kept on walking, guided by her children.
Y se encontró con unos jóvenes peleándose.
And there were some teenagers fighting.
Ella no pudo ver que tenían fierro en la cara.
She couldn't see that they had metal in their faces.
O tatuajes.
Or tattoos.
Pero les dijo esto.
But she said this to them.
El jueves.
Thursday.
El pastor viene a mi casa.
The pastor's coming to my house.
Y vamos a empezar una iglesia.
We're going to start a church.
Y ustedes.
And you.
Tienen que estar ahí.
Have to be there.
Siguió caminando con los niños.
She kept on walking with her kids.
Y se encontró con chicas que tenían polleritas muy cortas.
And she met some girls who had very short skirts on.
Que trabajan en una profesión muy vieja de la comunidad.
That work in a very old profession in that community.
Donde paran los camiones.
Where the truck drivers stop.
Sí, chicas.
She said, girls,
Cristo las ama.
Jesus loves you.
Y el próximo jueves,
and next Thursday,
él va a estar con nuestro pastor.
He and our pastor are going to be
y ustedes tienen que ir.
At my house, and you have to go.
Vamos a empezar una iglesia.
Because we're starting a church.
Y ustedes van a ser parte.
And you are going to be part of it.
En esa pequeña casa que es menos que esta plataforma,
in that little apartment that is smaller than this platform,
se juntaron ese jueves a las 3 de la tarde.
That Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
40 personas.
40 people met.
Para alabar al Señor.
To worship the Lord.
Hoy a 2 cuadras de ahí.
Today, 2 blocks from that apartment.
Hay una iglesia de 400 personas.
There is a church of 400 people.
Que nació en esa casita.
That was born in that little apartment.
Para la gloria de Dios.
For God's glory.
Y ella es una mujer que el Señor la sigue bendiciendo.
She's a woman that the Lord keeps on blessing.
Hace de todo.
She does everything.
Pinta cuadros.
She paints pictures.
Cocina.
She cooks.
Cuida a los chicos.
She takes care of her kids.
Escucha lo que los vecinos hablan, porque en esos departamentos se puede escuchar todo.
She listens to what her neighbors are talking about, because in those apartment buildings you can hear everything that they're saying in the other apartments.
Lee la Biblia.
She reads the Bible.
Escucha la televisión.
She listens to TV.
Hace todo eso en forma simultánea.
She does all of that at the same time.
Tiene un talento especial.
She has a very special talent.
Es mujer.
She's a woman.
Así que hace eso y mucho más.
She does all of that and a lot more at the same time, right?
Y estaba haciendo todo lo que una mujer hace.
So she was doing everything that a woman does.
Escuchando la tele y leyendo la Biblia.
Listening to TV and reading the Bible.
Y estaba este programa de Mirtha Legrand.
And there was this show on TV, this talk show called Mirtha Legrand.
Muy famosa.
Very famous show.
¿Usted la conoce?
You know the show Mirtha Legrand?
No.
Okay.
Es el par de Oprah.
It's the same as Oprah.
Aquí en Estados Unidos.
Here in the United States.
Nada más que ella tiene como 80 años.
The only difference is that she's like 80 years old.
Y parece 45.
And she looks like she's 45.
Y es rubia.
And she's blonde.
Pero el resto es
lo
mismo.
But everything is exactly the same like Oprah.
Así que estaba escuchando el programa de Mirtha.
So she was listening to the Mirtha show.
Oprah. Y había estos científicos de Cuba.
And she was interviewing these scientists from Cuba.
Doctores.
Doctors.
Que trataban su problema de la vista.
That were treating her eye disease.
Y que tenían 70% de resultados positivos.
And were having 70% positive results on restoring vision.
Y si yo digo Cuba.
Now if I say Cuba.
¿Usted en quién piensa?
Who do you think of?
Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro.
Ella pensó lo mismo.
Well, she thought the same thing.
Dice, Señor.
She said, Lord.
¿Vos querés que yo vaya a Cuba?
You want me to go to Cuba.
A recibir la vista.
To get my eyesight back.
Y a predicarle el evangelio a Fidel Castro.
And to preach the gospel to Fidel Castro.
Fue a hablar con el pastor.
She went to talk to the pastor.
¿Y de dónde sacó usted eso? Le pregunta el pastor.
Pastor said, where did you get that idea from?
Del librito.
From the little book.
La palabra dice que hay que predicarle a todos.
The word says that we have to preach to everyone.
Okay, dijo el pastor.
Okay, said the pastor.
Y se pusieron a hacer galletitas para vender.
And they started selling and having bake sales to
mandó
raise
cartas.
Money.
En aquel tiempo se mandaba cartas.
She sent letters in and applied.
¿Cuánto necesito para viajar?
How much do I need to travel?
Y efectivamente se trataba su tema.
Well, she was accepted into the program for her
necesita
treatment.
$10,000.
But she needed $10,000
para llegar a Cuba.
To go to Cuba.
Ella y un acompañante.
She and someone to accompany her.
Ahora para usted $10,000 es mucho dinero, ¿no?
Now, is $10,000 a lot of money for you?
Sí. O para ella es mucho, 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 mucho más.
Well, for her, it's a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of money.
Así que empezó a juntar y
so
todos la ayudaban.
Started raising and saving money and everyone was helping her.
Llegando el momento.
But her appointment time was coming.
Para ir a Cuba.
To go to Cuba.
Dice, no llego con la plata.
She said, I don't have enough money.
Y estaba preocupada.
And she was worried.
Y vivía en toda su verdad de mujer.
And she was living in her reality as a woman and a mother.
Y estaba leyendo la Biblia, cocinando, escuchando el programa de Oprah.
So one day she was reading the Bible and she was cooking and she was listening to the Oprah Mirtha show.
Y dice, yo voy a ir al programa de esa mujer.
And she thought, I'm going to go to that woman's show.
Que me dé 5 minutos.
Ask her to give me 5 minutes.
Y toda la gente que la escuche me manda un poquito de dinero.
If everybody that hears me sends a little bit of money,
y ahí voy a poder juntar el dinero para viajar.
I may be able to raise enough money to go.
Así que se fue con sus chicos.
So she went with her kids.
Llegó al canal.
She got to the TV channel.
Necesito hablar con la señora Mirtha.
I need to talk to Mrs. Mirtha.
Oprah.
Oprah.
No.
No.
Está muy ocupada.
She's busy.
Ella es famosa y muy importante.
She's famous. She's very important.
Por favor, váyase.
Please leave.
Y se tuvo que ir.
So she left.
Y se fue al estacionamiento.
And she went around back to the parking lot.
Y esperó.
And she waited.
¿Y quién llegó con su lindo auto?
And who drove up with her beautiful car?
Con su guardaespaldas.
With her bodyguards.
La señora Mirtha Legrand.
Mrs. Mirtha Legrand.
Oh, Mirtha.
Oh, Mirtha.
Estuve escuchando tu programa.
I heard your show.
Y yo tengo ese mismo problema.
I have the same eye disease.
Me daría 5 minutos.
Would you give me 5 minutes?
Oh, por supuesto.
Of course I will.
Un ratito después estaban entrando juntas al canal.
A little bit later they were walking in together to the TV channel.
Mirtha tuvo su programa.
Mirtha had her whole show.
Y al final la llama María Cristina.
She calls María Cristina.
Okay, María Cristina.
Okay, María Cristina.
Tú estabas mirando nuestro programa. Cuéntanos
qué pasó. You were watching
our
show. Tell us what happened.
Bueno, yo tengo este problema de la vista.
Well, I have this eye problem.
Quiero viajar a Cuba.
I want to travel to Cuba.
Necesito la ayuda.
And I need help.
Para recibir la vista.
To get my eyesight back.
Y preguntarle, predicarle a Fidel Castro.
And
de Jesús.
To preach to Fidel Castro about Jesus Christ.
La señora Mirtha se quedó dura.
Mirtha was a little stunned.
Terminó el programa.
She ended up the show.
Ella se iba con sus niños.
And she was leaving with her kids.
Y Mirtha la llamó.
And Mirtha calls her.
A su camerino.
To her dressing room.
Dice, ¿qué vas a ir a hacer a Cuba?
She said, what are you really going to go do in Cuba?
Recibir la vista.
I'm going to get my eyesight back.
Y predicarle a Fidel Castro.
And I'm going to preach to Fidel Castro.
Ella agarró, sacó su chequera.
She pulled out her checkbook.
Le puso el número que necesitaba.
She wrote the number that she needed.
La firma.
She signed it.
Le dio el cheque.
She gave her the check.
Dice, cuando vuelvas.
And she said, when you come back,
cuéntanos la historia.
I want you to come and tell us the story.
Ella agarró el cheque, se lo metió en el corpiño.
She grabbed the check, she stuck it in her bra.
Y en transporte público se volvió a su casa.
And on public transportation, she went home.
Ella nunca había tenido tanto dinero junto.
She had never had so much money in one place at one time.
No pudo ir con los niños porque
she
tenía que ir a un acompañante adulto.
She couldn't go with her kids. She had to go with an adult companion.
Y fue con una amiga de las que antes tenía polleritas cortas y ahora parte de la alabanza en la iglesia nueva.
So she went with one of her friends. One of the girls that used to wear short skirts, but that now was part of the worship band in the church.
Y fueron a Cuba.
And they went to Cuba.
En esos años no se podía entrar con la palabra muy libremente.
In those years, you couldn't go in with the Word of God very easily.
Así que agarró un Nuevo Testamento chiquito,
but
azul.
She grabbed a New Testament, a Gideon New Testament.
Se lo metió en el corpiño.
And she stuck it in her bra.
Y iba entrando a la aduana.
And she was going into customs.
Y le dice, ¿qué lleva?
And they said, what do you have with you?
¿De dónde es?
Where are you from?
¿Qué viene a hacer a Cuba?
What are you here to do in Cuba?
Soy de Argentina.
I'm from Argentina.
Me llamo María Cristina.
My name is María Cristina.
Ustedes tienen un excelente hospital para
you
la vista.
You have an excellent hospital for the blind.
Y yo quiero ser tratada.
And I want to have treatment.
Acá en mi valija, mire, tengo ropa
here
usada.
Here in my bag, I just have used clothes.
Pase.
Go on.
Entró y llegó al hospital. El tratamiento tomaba 40 días.
She arrived and went into the hospital and her treatment was going to take 40 days.
Y quedó con su amiga. A la mañana vamos a tener devocional, después vamos a hacer el tratamiento y después vamos a ir al Palacio de Gobierno.
And she and her friend decided that every day they would do their devotions, she would do her treatment, and then their free time they would go to the governor's palace.
Y llegaron al Palacio de Gobierno el primer día.
So the first day after doing all that, they went to the governor's palace.
Y dice, vengo a ver al señor Fidel Castro.
She said, I'm here to see Fidel Castro.
¿Usted tiene una cita con él?
Do you have an appointment with him?
No.
No.
Oh, él no la va a atender.
Well, he's not going to see you.
Está muy ocupado.
He's very busy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Se fue.
She left.
Segundo día.
The next day.
Devocional.
Her devotional.
Tratamiento.
Her treatment.
Fue al Palacio de Gobierno.
She went to the governor's palace.
Vengo a hablar con el señor Fidel Castro.
I'm here to talk to Mr. Fidel Castro.
¿Usted tiene una cita con él?
Do you have an appointment with him?
No.
No.
Oh, no, él no la va
oh,
a atender.
Oh, well, he's not going to see you.
Y así, tercer día.
Third day.
Devocional,
devotional,
tratamiento,
treatment,
Palacio de Gobierno,
Governor's Palace.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Cuarto día.
Fourth day.
Lo mismo.
The same thing.
No.
No.
Y así todos los días.
And that was every single day.
Día 35.
By the 35th day.
El doctor la llama.
The doctor calls her.
María Cristina.
María Cristina.
Su caso está muy avanzado.
Your disease is too far advanced.
No la vamos a poder ayudar.
We are not going to be able to restore your eyesight.
Vamos a terminar el tratamiento, pero lo más lógico que pase es que usted no va a poder ver.
We're going to finish your treatment out, but don't have any high expectations about seeing again.
Ella llegó al cuarto donde estaba.
She went back to her room.
Dice, Dios, ¿por qué?
She said, God, why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
Me hiciste gastar tanto dinero.
Why did you have me spend so much money?
Vine hasta acá.
I've come all the way here.
Hablé a boca abierta en la televisión pública.
I spoke on national television.
De que tú me ibas a traer aquí a recibir la vista y hablar a Fidel Castro.
That you were going to bring me to Cuba to get my eyesight back and to talk to Fidel Castro.
No recibo la vista.
I'm not going to get my eyesight back.
Fidel no me atiende.
Fidel doesn't want to see me.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Día 36.
The 36th day.
Igual.
Same pattern.
No.
No.
Y siguió así hasta el día 40.
And that was every day until the 40th day.
Estaba preparando su valija para irse.
She was packing her bags to go.
Alguien muy importante.
And all of a sudden, she heard that someone very important
se había lastimado la vista y venía a ese hospital.
Had an eye injury and was coming to that hospital.
Y el hospital estaba conmocionado.
And the whole hospital was up in arms and running around.
No era Fidel.
Now, it wasn't Fidel.
Era el sobrino.
It was his nephew.
¿Y quién piensan ustedes que vino a visitar al pobre niño o joven?
And who do you think came to visit that poor young man?
Tío Fidel.
Uncle Fidel.
Y estaban todos los guardias ahí.
And all the guards were lined up.
La comitiva del hospital.
The hospital committee was
y
there.
Y María Cristina chiquitita
and
con su valijita y
María
su amiga.
María Cristina really little and there she was with her bag and her friend.
Y le pregunta a la amiga.
And she asks her friend.
¿Está Fidel ahí?
Has Fidel gotten there yet?
No, no.
No, no.
¿Está Fidel ahí?
Is Fidel there yet?
No.
No.
¿Está Fidel?
Is Fidel there?
Sí, ahí está.
Oh, there he is.
Lo veo.
I see him.
Fidel.
Fidel.
Tengo algo que decirte.
I've got something to tell you.
En ese momento se dieron vuelta dos hombres.
In that moment, two men turned around.
Y fueron contra ella.
And they attacked her.
La levantaron y la llevaron a un cuartito.
They picked her up and they dragged her to a little room.
Con las patitas en el aire.
With her feet dangling in the air.
¿De dónde es usted?
Where are you from?
¿Qué viene a hacer aquí?
What are you here to do?
¿Por qué grita tanto?
Why are you screaming?
¿Qué tiene en la valija?
What do you have in your bag?
Soy de Argentina.
I'm from Argentina.
Grito porque no veo.
I scream because I can't see.
En la valija puede ver.
You can look in my bag.
Tengo ropa.
I've got clothes.
Fidel es famoso, lo quiero ver.
Fidel is famous. I want to talk to him.
Y la revisaron.
And they interrogated her and they controlled who she was. And oh,
una mujer chiquita.
She's a frail woman.
De Argentina.
From Argentina.
Ciega.
Blind.
Ropa usada.
With used clothes.
Váyase.
Go on.
El tío Fidel subió a visitar al sobrino.
Uncle Fidel went up and visited his nephew.
Y venía bajando.
And he was coming back down.
Y de vuelta en la fila.
And there she was in the line again.
¿Está Fidel?
Is Fidel there?
No.
No.
¿Está Fidel?
Is Fidel there?
Sí, ahí está.
Oh, there he is.
Fidel.
Fidel.
No me tengas miedo.
Don't be afraid of me.
Grito porque no puedo ver.
I scream because I cannot see.
Parece que el hombre preguntó.
He asked around.
¿Quién es esta señora?
Who is this woman?
De Argentina.
Oh, she's a frail woman from Argentina.
Ciega.
She's blind.
En la valija tiene ropa usada.
She's just got used clothes in her bag.
Nah. Se acercó como un caballero.
So he went up to her as a gentleman.
Dice, ¿qué necesita, señora?
And he said, ma'am, what do you need?
Ella le dijo algo así.
And she said something like this.
Fidel.
Fidel.
Yo no sé lo que tú crees.
I don't know what you believe.
Yo no sé lo que tú piensas.
I don't know what you think.
Yo no sé lo que tú has hecho.
And I don't know what you've done.
Pero quiero que sepas.
But I want you to know.
Que Cristo te ama.
That Jesus loves you.
Quiere tener una relación personal contigo.
He wants to have a personal relationship with you.
Y se abrazaron.
They hugged.
Se sacaron una foto.
They took a picture together.
Que si la podemos poner.
We can see that picture, I think.
Le dio el Nuevo Testamento.
She gave him her New Testament.
¿Eh? Esa señora de azul es una de las amigas que tenía pollerita corta un tiempo.
The girl that's in blue is her friend that used to wear short skirts.
La señora en amarillo y negro es María Cristina.
The woman
hace unos años
in
atrás.
The polka dot yellow and black is María Cristina.
Si ustedes miran, los hombres de atrás son los guardaespaldas.
If you look in the back, there are the bodyguards.
Sí, el hombre de verde en el medio con
the
la barba.
The man dressed in green with a beard.
Ese es Fidel Castro.
That's Fidel Castro.
Y si ustedes siguen el brazo al lado del hombro de María Cristina.
If you follow his arm behind María Cristina's shoulder.
Tiene el Nuevo Testamento de los Gedeones.
You'll see that he has a Gideon New Testament in his hand.
En la mano. Yo no sé qué hizo Fidel Castro con esa información.
I don't know what Fidel Castro did with that information.
Pero sí sé lo que hizo María Cristina.
But I do know what María Cristina did.
Lo que usted no hizo.
What you haven't done.
Lo que el pastor no hizo.
What your pastor hasn't done.
¿Usted le predicó últimamente a Fidel Castro?
Pastor, have you preached to Fidel Castro lately?
Lo que el misionero no hizo.
What the missionary hasn't done.
Una mujer ciega.
A blind woman.
Chiquita.
Frail.
De Argentina.
From Argentina.
Que come basura en McDonald's.
That used to eat out of the trash in McDonald's.
Fue el mensajero.
Was the messenger.
Que Dios usó.
That God used.
Para que el hombre que casi revienta el mundo en la década del 60.
For the man that almost tore the world apart in the 60s.
Reciba la palabra.
Receive the word.
Ella se volvió a Argentina.
She went back to Argentina.
Y compró una Biblia linda.
And she bought a beautiful Bible.
Y se fue al programa de Mirta.
And she went to the Mirta show.
Oprah.
Oprah.
Y se rieron.
And they laughed.
Comieron.
And they ate.
Ella le dedicó todo un programa a Mirta.
Mirta dedicated a whole show to her.
Y María Cristina le regaló a Mirta una Biblia.
And on the show, María Cristina gave Mirta the Bible.
Y esa es la Biblia que usa Mirta Legrand.
And that is the Bible that today Mirta Legrand uses.
Su Oprah.
Your Oprah.
Y lee cuando hay una crisis en el país.
And she reads it on national television when there's a crisis or a tragedy in the country.
En televisión nacional.
On national television.
¿Sabe cuánto pagó María Cristina?
Now how much do you think that María Cristina
para tener la palabra de Dios en televisión nacional en un programa muy visto?
Paid to have the word of God on national television in one of the most popular TV shows.
El valor de la Biblia.
Just the cost of the Bible.
El resto.
The rest.
Cero.
Zero.
Dios
God
puede mover montañas.
Can move mountains.
Y puede usar a cualquiera de
and
nosotros.
He can use any of us.
Ya para ir terminando. La historia es mucho más larga, pero estoy resumiéndola.
To end the story, let me just tell you that the story is a lot longer, but I'm summarizing it.
¿Sí?
Okay.
Llegó un día el esposo.
One day her husband came for a visit.
Con aires de grandeza.
With this arrogant attitude.
Él venía de España.
He had come from Spain.
Y le había ido muy bien.
And he had done very well for himself.
Tenía hoteles, casa.
He was the owner of hotels and homes.
Y llegó con una chica mucho más joven que él.
And he came with a girlfriend that was a lot younger than himself.
Muy atractiva.
Very attractive.
Posiblemente muy operada.
Probably very operated
¿sí?
on.
Y ella y él llegaron, ¿no?
And they arrived to visit.
Y la miraban a ella, dónde vivía.
And they looked at where she lived.
Y la miraban con soberbia.
And they looked at her with pride.
Y ella le dijo, estoy tan feliz.
But she said, I am so happy.
Que Dios te haya bendecido.
That God has blessed you.
Ahora te voy a contar yo lo que Dios hizo conmigo.
But now I'm going to tell you what God has done for me.
Y le contó con lujo de detalles cómo el Señor la había ayudado y bendecido.
And she told him with lots of details how the Lord had helped her and how he had blessed her.
Y este hombre
and this man
y esta señorita
and his girlfriend
terminaron arrodillados
ended up kneeling
llorando,
crying,
pidiéndole perdón,
asking her to forgive them,
a los chicos,
forgiveness from the kids,
por haberlo abandonado,
for the abandonment,
a Cristina,
to Maria Cristina,
por haberla abandonado en ese tiempo tan difícil,
for having abandoned her in that time that had been so difficult,
y a Dios.
And they ask forgiveness from God
por sus pecados,
for their sins.
Y con lo raro de esa situación familiar,
and amidst that awkward family situation,
pudieron tener unas fiestas en paz.
They spent the holiday season in peace.
Porque María Cristina,
because Maria Cristina,
y los chicos,
and the children,
optaron,
chose,
por perdonarlos,
to forgive.
Y Dios se movió,
and God moved,
y tuvieron un tiempo de paz,
and they had a time of peace,
y de bendición,
and of blessing.
El esposo y la señorita se fueron a España.
Her husband and his girlfriend went back to Spain.
Y saliendo del aeropuerto en Madrid, en Barajas,
and as they were leaving the airport in Madrid, in Barajas,
tuvieron un accidente de auto.
They had a car accident.
Los dos murieron.
Both of them died.
¿Usted sabe quién era la esposa legal de este hombre?
But do you know who the legal wife of this man was?
María Cristina.
Maria Cristina.
Ella heredó todo lo que este hombre trabajó.
She inherited everything this man had worked so hard to earn.
Ahora tiene muchas casas.
Now she owns a lot of homes.
Y vive de la renta de las casas.
And she lives off of the rent of those many homes.
Y es una mujer saludable.
And she is a very wealthy woman.
Y no necesita que nadie la esté ayudando.
She doesn't need help from anyone.
Está vendiendo una casa o vendió una de las casas para hacer todo un sistema de personas discapacitadas en su iglesia local.
She just sold a home to recondition and start a ministry in her local church for the disabled.
Y estamos en el funeral de la pastora Rosita Insco, la esposa del pastor Alberto.
And in December we were in the funeral of the pastor's wife.
Unos días antes
Rosita
de venir.
Rosita Insco, the pastor that picked her up off the street.
Una mujer que sin lugar a duda impactó la vida de María Cristina.
She was a woman who impacted Maria Cristina's life.
Y estábamos sentados ahí.
And we were sitting in the funeral.
Y en el funeral, María Cristina circunstancialmente se sentó al lado nuestro.
And by chance, Maria Cristina sat down next to us.
Y sacó un teléfono celular de esos nuevos.
And she pulled out one of those newfangled telephones.
Y me dice, apretar los botones porque no los veo.
And she said, here, Carlos, push the buttons because I don't see them.
Yo los veo, pero no los sé apretar, le digo, así que se los di a Robin.
I said, I see them, but I don't know how to work them, so I'm giving it to Robin to push.
Y me dio un video.
And she showed us a video.
Donde el presidente de la nación recién electo, el señor Mauricio Macri.
Where the newly elected president of our country, Mauricio Macri,
le estaba dando una medalla de honor.
Was giving her a medal of honor
por el estudio que tenía y el trabajo social que estaba haciendo con su iglesia.
For the diploma that she had just received and the social work that she was doing with her local church.
¿De qué se trata esta historia que contamos hoy?
What is this story about that we are sharing with you today?
¿Cómo usted la va a contar?
How are you going to share it with others?
La mujer que comía basura en McDonald's.
Is this a story about a woman who used to eat out of McDonald's trash?
¿Y le predicó a Fidel Castro?
And preached to Fidel Castro?
No, no es la historia de eso.
Nope, the story's not really about that.
De la mujer que recibió una medalla del gobierno por haber hecho un buen trabajo social?
Who received a medal of honor from her government because of her social work?
No.
No.
No se trata de eso.
It's not about that.
La mujer que con muy poco dinero puso la palabra de Dios en televisión nacional.
The woman that with very little money put the word of God on national television.
No.
No.
¿Acaso esta es la historia de revancha?
Or maybe this is the story of revenge.
Donde una mujer olvidada y maltratada.
Where an abandoned and mistreated woman.
Hereda todo lo que el esposo trabajó.
Inherited everything that her husband worked so hard to earn.
A pesar de haberla abandonado.
Even though he abandoned her.
No.
No.
¿Sabe de qué es esta historia?
You know what the story is really about?
De una chica de 15 años.
It's about a 15-year-old girl.
Con un paraguas.
With an umbrella.
En una plaza de Buenos Aires.
In a plaza in Buenos Aires.
Un día de lluvia.
On a rainy day.
Y una iglesia.
And a church.
Que está haciendo lo que el pastor dijo.
That's doing what the pastor said.
lista para abrazarla,
ready to embrace her,
y lista para transformar su comunidad,
ready to transform their community.
Los resultados de María Cristina,
the results of Maria Cristina,
son los que podemos contar porque supimos la historia,
are just the results that we are able to tell because we know the story.
Pero quiero que sepa,
but I want you to know,
que Dios que trabajó con María Cristina,
that same God that worked through Maria Cristina,
está trabajando aquí en Estados Unidos,
is working here in the United States.
Y cada uno de los vasos de agua que ustedes
and each
hayan dado,
one of the glasses of water that you have given,
el Señor,
the Lord,
lo multiplica,
will multiply.
Y usted no sabe hasta qué lugar,
and you don't know until what place,
pero un día lo va a saber,
go, but one day you're going to know.
Por eso,
for that reason,
tenemos que ser la iglesia.
We have to be the church.
De ir a buscar a los perdidos.
We seek the lost.
Aquí hay muchas bancas.
There's a lot of benches here.
Que pueden tener personas.
They can have people.
Que usted mismo va a buscar.
That you yourself have to go visit.
Para transformar la comunidad.
To transform your community.
Aquí en Charleston.
Here in Charleston.
En el 2016,
in 2016,
para la gloria de Dios,
for God's glory.
Usted todavía tiene sangre en sus venas.
You still have blood running in your veins.
Y todavía,
and still,
Dios,
God,
es Dios,
is God.
Que el Señor lo bendiga.
May the Lord bless you.
Pastor.
Pastor.